بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره My dear brothers, I remind myself and you, let me ask you a question. If I ask you and I'm asking you now to list three things, top three things in order of priority, what are the top three things in order of priority that you need to succeed in this world? Top three things. I want you to think about that. I'm not going to ask you for responses, but I want you to think about what are the top three things, number one, number two, number three, in order of priority, that you need in order to succeed in this world, in this life. Next question. How many of you listed taqwa as one of them? The question I ask myself and you is, why not? Why do we not list taqwa as at least one of three things, if not the most important thing, in order to succeed in this life? And since we have not listed that, ask yourself, what does that say about my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu? Now, why am I saying that taqwa should be the number one thing for success in this world? Please notice, I didn't say in order to get Jannah. I'm talking about this life. I'm talking about this life. The reason I said that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this. In the ayat concerning Hajj in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the days of Hajj and so on. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّا خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, take some provision with you for the journey. But the best provision is at-taqwa. So have my taqwa, O people of understanding. As I mentioned, this ayat 197 is related to Hajj. But the journey is a reference also to this journey of this life. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am like a person who is on a journey. I stopped under the shade of a tree for a little while and my journey continues. So what is our provision? Now what happens when we make taqwa as our best provision? I don't mean only saying this. I mean truly having this in our hearts and visible in all our decisions and our actions and our speech. Think of this especially in the context of living, the stress of living in COVID times. We are all suffering from this stress at some degree, one way or the other. But that COVID is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, that He reminded us about our meeting with Him so that we can prepare for it. We knew about this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us many times, but you know and I know the level of ghaflat that we live in, the level of thoughtlessness that we live in. We needed this to remind us that I am going to die. At-taqwa is the consciousness about meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so we can prepare for it. And taqwa as a constant companion which protects and supports us. It gives us tranquility and confidence, and it protects us from sin. Because if I'm always conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life, and if I'm conscious and my sole criterion for all decision making is, does it please Allah? This is the meaning of taqwa. If I'm living like that, then obviously I cannot commit any sin. I cannot do anything which is prohibited. I cannot do anything about which I know that Allah will be displeased. My brothers and sisters, we always need Allah, but we need Him especially in times like this, where all those things we used to rely on have become null and void. Our technology, our scientific knowledge, our money, our military power, all our progress and development have all been rendered powerless by an invisible microbe. And that is what makes it even more of a threat, that it's invisible. Our masks and social distancing, washing hands, sanitizing are all essential. But these are also an indication of our fear and ignorance about the real cause and its cure. We are doing this not because we know it works. We are doing this because that's all we know. So we should do it. But we should also remind ourselves that if my knowledge was so powerful, how come I don't know the cause and I don't know how to cure it? Because that's the reality. And so as a result of our ignorance, we have created an atmosphere of suspicion and distrust. Now what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about how to face these threats? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun." Allah said, truly Allah is with those who have taqwa and those who are al-muhsinun. I remind myself and you that what do we need in times like this when we feel threatened? We need the presence and the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. We need Allah with us. What did Allah say? Allah is with whom? Inna Allaha ma'al ladhina taqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun. Verily Allah is with those who have taqwa and with those who are al-muhsinun, people who do ihsan, who do more than what is required, who don't do only what is required, they do more than that. Al-ihsan is to do more than what is required. And that does what? That gives us the best protection, because the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with, obviously nothing can harm him. Nothing can do anything to him. I want to end with this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bukhari, where Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever shows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is hadith Qudsi, he said, whoever shows enmity to my wali, to someone devoted to me, I will be at war with him. My slave does not draw near to me with anything more beloved by me than the fara'id, than the religious duties that I have enjoined upon him. And my slave continues to draw nearer to me with the nawafil, with the supererogatory works, so that I will love him. And when I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears, and his seeing with which he sees, and his hand with which he strikes and holds, and his foot with which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, I would surely give it to him. And were he to ask me for refuge and protection, I would surely grant it to him. I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate about seizing the soul of my faithful slave, because he does not like death, he hates death, and I hate to hurt him. I remind myself and you, let us try to become the awliya of Allah. And Allah said, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah said, he is the wali of the believers. Let us focus on taqwa and let us try to become muttaqoon. We just finished Ramadan al-Kareem, which came to increase and enhance our taqwa. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as and your ibadat and your salah and your tilawat al-Quran and your sadaqat and your sawm, and to make you and count you among the muttaqoon and muhsinoon. I remind myself and you to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akram al Akramin, Ya Azizul Hakim, Ya Rahmanur Rahimu fi dunya wal Akhirah. Tawaffana musliman wa alhiqna bis salihin. Allahumma ahfizna min kulli bala'i dunya wa adhabi al-akhirah. Allahumma ahfizna min kulli waba. اللهم احفظنا من كل شرور الإنس والجن والمخلوق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما عطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يظل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين